opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, Northern California. How are we doing?
Good evening.
What's
good
the
evening.
Date today? I think it's June 8th.
It is at 6:05 p.m.
Good evening. This is Nigel and
I'm James.
And you're James. How's it going?
Good.
And we have Liam in the control board. How are you doing, Liam?
I am doing great.
How are you flying in there? Are you doing good?
I am flying amazing.
How many weeks you've been in there now?
4 or 5.
I was going to say, I went
somewhere
in there.
Around there.
He looks like he can land the plane.
Yep.
Fingers
very
crossed.
Good. Awesome. Welcome to Reading. Summer's almost here. Are you enjoying this crazy weather? Like, 1 minute it's raining like nuts, and then it's 100 degrees.
There's a part of me that's kind of liking it. I like it more on the cooler days, but, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be. I think Spring has done a fairly good job of holding off, you know, the summer. So, you know, I will take what we got for sure. Cause
Humboldt has had has a lot of rain over the last
have
couple
they?
Weeks. Yep.
There's got to be a way for us to get that water over here.
Yeah, big trucks.
Yeah, like some kind of a pipe or something where, you know, it's like you've got places that have rain that it just, they've got so much rain and they just are always have a surplus. And then the places that don't have good rain seem to be getting less and less and less.
So summer in Reading. So did you get your Waterworks Park pass?
Yep. Oh, you know, Nigel, that's a tender subject for me and my family. My kids obviously like going to Waterworks, and I have nothing against them going. Mm-hmm. I'll let them go. I just, and no disrespect, I'm sure Waterworks Park is a beautifully clean place, but I just have a little idio in my head about all those bodies in that water and me being in it too.
Yep.
I just can't do it.
Waterworks Park is interesting. My girls love it.
Yeah, well, I know tons of people that go, and it's great, you know, and everybody's fine. But just me mentally, it's like a human stew.
You know, I've never seen so many tattoos in one place. Right?
Yeah.
And some of those tattoos of Marilyn look like they were actually put on when she was still alive. You know?
Now she looks like melted Marilyn.
Yeah, there's lots of interesting
or
tattoos.
Or faded from the sun here.
So I'll go to Waterworks Park with them, but I'll just watch.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And I probably would do the same with my kids, you know, and maybe put my feet in the pool or on the side or something. I want a cabana that's shaded and fan blowing on me and drinks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fine.
Yep.
Well, but there's a lot going on this summer.
There is, yeah. Oh, gosh, yeah, everywhere.
A lot more than last year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, well, that's true. It's because we've all been let out of the cage.
I know. Temporarily. Yeah, right. So, obviously, one of our favorite things to do here in this area is eat.
Yeah.
Right?
I do, yeah. That's for sure. You just take a good look at me and you can see I like food.
Like food. Your store is full of good food. And so this this Saturday is the Taste of Reading.
Yeah. Which has been it's been around for a while and it's very popular.
And
cool.
There are some, if you are new to town, Taste of Reading is like the thing to go to. One of our staple events. I'm not quite sure if there are still tickets available, but if there are,
I don't know.
Snag them. Usually it's sold out.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's true.
And I noticed that some of our favorite places in town are going to be there, and there are some that I didn't even know existed, which is kind of fun. Well, what is this? Truvail Nutrition?
Okay.
Whatever that is.
What's
Granny's Grill?
Don't know. I don't know that one either.
Let's see. Mark, we know that one. Pete's Restaurant and Brew House. Do you know that one?
Yes. Isn't that the one on Hilltop?
Okay. So, but some of our favorites, or some of my favorites, are participating. Woody's. You know Woody's?
Mm-hmm. Love Woody's.
Woody's is good. And let's see. Well, Chicken Shack. That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
From the Hearth.
Yep, right there last night.
Yeah, you did?
Yeah.
What'd you have?
I had the chi bowl.
Okay.
Really good.
I have the black and blue.
Do you? The chi bowl has some type of a sauce on it. I think they call it an edamame sauce.
Right.
And I want to swim in it.
Right. Well, that can be arranged. C.R. Gibbs, obviously, they're like a...
C.R. Gibbs is awesome. Like a, I haven't been there. Hadn't been there in a really long time. I don't know. You know, people are probably going to laugh at me, but it has been remodeled inside, mm-hmm. and it's fantastic. They've used the space really well.
Yep.
I have been going there a lot with friends because we are completely obsessed with the blue cheese chips.
Okay.
So it's basically really crispy potato chips in a huge bowl, literally just smothered in melted blue cheese.
Well, it just so happens that I'll be there tomorrow. So,
you like blue cheese, yeah. it's amazing.
So this service is for the newbies who are here in town Reading. We actually have lots of really good little restaurants.
We do.
And let's see, we also have Mosaic.
Mosaic's great. Certain. Yep.
That's pretty good.
I like the environment there. Like that kind of little bit of a upscale city feel. Yeah.
Yep. And one of the places I like in town is Roots.
Yeah.
You know, Roots. And let's see. And of course, the best thing of all is the ice cream, right? So we've got the Taste and See.
Taste and See. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if you're looking for something to do this weekend, the Taste of Reading is going on.
So I was looking at your paperwork there. Yes. Nope, not that one. This one. What is this? What is that off of? This one here.
Well, this is the next. This is some of the shows that are coming.
Well, hello. Look at that.
I know. Well,
do you know her?
No, but you apparently do. So you can.
I love her. I would love to go see her.
So let's cut to the next segment now. You need some concerts to go to. Thankfully, the Reading Civic is busy, and so is Rolling Hills Casino.
Yeah, right. Rolling Hills has got some great stuff.
So, who is this?
Her name is Teresa Caputo. She is a medium. So she's not a singer.
As opposed to small?
she's a medium and speaks to the dead that are crossed over in heaven.
All right, then.
Yeah. But she has a TV show, and I'm obsessed with it because she's just a kook.
Yeah.
She's from Long Island, and she has this big, gigantic, teased-up blonde hair and these huge fingernails, and she's got that New York accent, right?
Okay.
And she just – it just is a I don't know, an oddity.
So she's coming to Reading to speak to the dead.
Yeah, well, I guess what she does is she does live readings. So she'll be there probably on stage and then probably come down into the crowd. And she just walks around until she says the spirits talk to her.
Is this like a Bruce Willis thing, like I see dead people?
Yeah, exactly. And then all of a sudden she'll say, oh, you, ma'am, I'm getting a father figure that's coming across. Is your father gone? And they'll say, yes, he is. And then she'll start giving messages to them of things. And she'll like, oh, well, what's with the pocket watch that has the engraving SN on the back? And the person will be like, oh, my God, I brought that from my dad. It's in my purse. And she takes it out. They'll take it out and they'll say, I told my dad if it's you, you'll tell me that the pocket watch is in my purse. So she's very spot on a lot of stuff. You know, so it's like a magic show.
So I'll go and I'll hide some of my dog's ashes in my pocket.
Yeah.
And see if she can catch it on.
Yeah.
But it says here Teresa Caputo live.
Yep.
As opposed to dead. So.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So that's going to be at the Reading Civic August 3rd.
Yeah. And they just had Bob Dylan last night.
Bob Dylan. Yes.
That's just mind blowing. But yep.
If you went to Bob Dylan, and you're allowed to talk about it.
We'd love right, the security.
give us a call. Let us know how it went. 605-4567. Because apparently you couldn't even take any phones, no Apple Watches, no nothing.
Mm-hmm. That's the word on the street.
Really?
Yeah. I remember, who was it that was going to see them? Some friends of mine, they were telling me about them. Oh, Elizabeth, who runs the wine bar at our store.
Mm.
They had tickets.
Oh.
And she was like, it was very clearly in the stating of the ticket purchase, the things that you were going to not be able to bring in.
Were you allowed to breathe? He's been going for quite a while, right?
Yeah. He's 80 years 80. Old. I looked it up mm-hmm. with Siri.
The what I like about Bob Dylan... It's a very interesting character that he openly admits that he made a deal with the devil at the crossroads, which
really?
Is kind of interesting.
Wow.
And when you talk to some of his musician friends and bandmates from that particular time, they will tell you that they saw a very interesting transition from before and after.
In personality?
All of a sudden, he could play and write songs.
Huh.
You know?
Well, and this comes from you, just for people that are also new maybe to listening or just need a reminder. You come from that part of the world back in the day when you came to the States.
Yeah, all the rock and roll stuff.
you were a professional photographer for much of the rock and roll scene. Yep. So yeah, you have a lot of probably ins as far as little bits of information.
Well, back in the day, I was very naive, I must say. So even though I was around all that stuff, I didn't get it. Right?
Yeah. Like, uh-huh. Well, thank God. I didn't. It probably is what saved you.
I didn't understand it. Loved the music, loved the shows.
Mm-hmm.
For me, there was nothing better than, you know, taking pictures at a massive rock concert in front of the audience, right?
Right.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really understand the underlying nuances of some of the life stuff.
In that world, too, were you then hired by the band to do that, or was this something that you did as a profession on your own and then you sold pictures to whatever outlets?
Sometimes the band. Mm-hmm. I had an agent in London. Mm-hmm. So oftentimes I would just shoot, and the pictures would end up in the magazines all over the place.
Uh-huh.
That was great.
Yeah.
And sometimes record labels. Back in the day, record labels actually paid really well.
Yeah.
For good pictures. So that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
So it was fun.
Yeah. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Right. Looks like the Civic is going to have another big show on the lawn. Chris Young. Sounds like a country guy to me.
Yep.
Chris Young. Is that a country guy?
I'm not sure.
Something for your kids to do June 23rd. You know, the Baby Shark Live 2022 Splash Tour.
Oh, my gosh. Baby Shark?
Baby Shark. Don't get started.
Did your girls like Baby Shark?
For about a minute.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They're on to Five Nights at Freddy's now and Minecraft and a bunch of other things.
Yeah.
You know? Let's see. July 30th, we have Home Free. That looks like a country band. I could be wrong, but it looks like a country band to me. Mm-hmm. Home Free. Right? Jim Gaffigan.
Yes.
Comedian, right?
Comedian, yeah.
Comedian.
Uh-huh.
So that's August 10th. So we have a lot of things coming up.
Quite
funny.
At
the Civic. One of the things I'm interested too in, but I didn't even know that they were coming, was Cheap Trick.
Ooh.
They're at Rolling Hills.
Yeah, and so Pitbull's coming too.
Yes, he is. Pitbull, September 25th.
I love Pitbull.
Cheap Trick is looks like it's 2 weeks from now, June 16th.
I loved Cheap Trick.
They were great.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the latest album is actually really, really good.
They have a new album?
Yeah, they make albums all the time.
Really?
Still, to this day. Yep.
I love bands that still can do that.
There you go. And July 24th is a band I think I've seen twice at the Civic, but now they're at Rolling Hills, is Old Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
Country band.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing really, really well. And let's see what else we got going on here. Oh, are we at the end of our first segment here?
I don't know.
Yes, we are. Liam's nodding in the affirmative. So
I'm looking.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
And we're back. Good evening, Northern California. This is Nigel and James.
Howdy.
The Nigel and James radio show. We actually have a cool little website, nigelandjames.com.
Yes.
And now that we've had a, nothing like a friendly, uniting election. American election behind us, maybe now we can kind of get on with
some of our original content.
Some of our original content, right?
Yeah.
Which is marketing the areas, tourism.
Yep.
For the area. For me, it was the California Adventure District. I think mm-hmm. we've had some parallel paths for quite a few years, and I'm glad we just kind of merged here on a few things.
Yeah, California Adventure District, again, for those that don't know, is a program organization that Nigel started, and it's all-encompassing of the true Northern California, with 12, 13 counties, I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And what we're doing is trying to create a true adventure district. I mean, we obviously possess the land for true adventure in the sense of the word, not a theme park, but real genuine earth and dirt under your fingernails and feet and trees and moss and water and sun and mountains and all that kind of stuff. And we really want to take this area and make it, a globally recognized destination for true adventure, where people can come in, spend some time, spend some money, and go home with an amazing story.
And some t-shirts.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff, right? You know, maybe see Bigfoot, you know, go snow skiing, go water, river rafting, go kayaking, go climb some cliffs and hang off of them.
That's right.
And jump in a bubbling pool somewhere and go caving and, just go for day hikes and see volcanoes and, you know, really use the land that we have here. It's very underutilized in a lot of ways. And I know that that's a good thing, but, you know, we're trying really hard to develop best practices where, you know, people should be leaving the land better than they left. And if not, then, you know, that's our job to come behind them and make things better. But ultimately, this part of California, we hear a lot of people talking about, you know, the political lifestyle here that's different than maybe, say, in a big city. You can't do a whole lot in preserving your way of life and what we have unless you have money, right?
That's right.
And so the whole idea of getting people up here is to spend money so that we can increase the tourism dollars that will really support our way of life and how we see our
public safety, right? So the one thing we've talked about for years now, especially in our area, and it turns out that it's across our region,
yep,
is the lack of funding for law enforcement. And law enforcement funding, by and large, should come from tourism dollars.
Mm-hmm.
And because we're kind of at the bottom of the bottom of the food chain in all of California, I think there's room for growth, right?
Well, and the sad part is not only are we at the bottom of the food chain as a county, Shasta County, we're bottom of the food chain even when you combine the top 12 counties, right, compared to the rest of California.
That's right.
Which is totally a shame that you could have that many people and that size of a landmass be that far down on raking in revenues for tourism within the state of California.
Yep. Yep.
So that's what California Adventure District is in a really, really Reader's Digest format. And, you know, the idea for us is to create wonderful partnerships and events that support all of what goes on in tourism in the city of Redding, in the county, Shasta County, and all the surrounding counties. We really are working to create a great synergy and partnership. We're also working very hard with a lot of other organizations within Shasta County, like the airport.
So that's one of the things that I'm excited about, is of the counties that we've been working with, Humboldt, Crescent, Trinity, the one county that was not involved in tourism is our own Shasta County.
Mm-hmm.
It's been Redding, right? Redding's been great. But its own freestanding marketing campaign for Shasta County as a whole,
yeah.
And that's one thing I didn't understand when I moved here. Mm-hmm. Like, you have Anderson, you have Shasta Lake City.
Yeah, a representation of all of our bedroom communities. And,
yep. And waterfall communities.
Yep.
Right? Hiking trail communities. Yep. I mean, Redding has a great collection of trails and rivers, obviously the Sacramento River. Yeah. But throughout Shasta County, there's so much more, and it feels a little underrepresented. So,
yeah.
But
have no fear. You know, all the entities are working together.
That's right.
To change that.
That's right.
And, we even found out some really great things with a meeting today about, you know, our trail system and the potential of even bigger growth and putting us on the national scale in that regard, which sounds super cool. So I can't wait. So, you know, that's really when we, James and Nigel show it, it's kind of evolved. Originally it was just the California Adventure District, and then we changed it to the James and Nigel show so that we could talk about all kinds of things that are going on within our community. But you know, we have a strong root base in the California Adventure District, and now the new entity that supports it from the county perspective, which is Explore Shasta County.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what we do here on our radio show. And again, you know, during the political times, we shifted and focused on, you know, as a county,
right?
Yeah, and what's going on and who's doing what for sure. Now that that's passed a little bit, we're going to start getting kind of back into what we were doing tonight earlier, which is talking about events, okay, things to attend, things to see, you know, and then all the tourism stuff.
So many of our areas, many of our attractions, and our attractions are things like, you know, Shasta Caverns and mm-hmm. Shasta Dam and Lassen and all that. They're doing really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
The one place that is full, if you're visiting and thinking about going there, is Burney Falls.
Mm.
The word is don't
go.
Don't go. Because
there's actually a push within, I don't say government, but not government per se, like on a big scale, but just on a local scale, where they're working together to say, hey, you know, like, don't just tell people to come here, because they just don't have the capacity.
Right.
There's that many people going.
Right.
Which is mind-blowing.
There's that whole Four Corners area there, and I don't know how many miles it is to the actual falls, but people are starting to park there and walk.
Yeah.
Right.
Which, you know, for Bernie is a great thing, but, I mean, I'm sure there are some people that are, like, scary, but that's a perfect opportunity for somebody that's listening, right, that wants to say, hey, you know what? I've got deep pockets. What could I do to help? You know, that would be a great place to go up and help with, you know, helping to create and build the infrastructure that can support that kind of a tourism, you know, where.
So that is one.
Parking, hotel, you know,
now that we're in this and within the whole California Adventure District, and especially Shasta County, it is one of those things where as you dig a little deeper, you realize that for somebody who has an entrepreneurial spirit and some experience, there's all kinds of opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
Throughout, as we've been finding.
I mean, all throughout Northern California, right? Not just Shasta County. I mean, we've been to other counties.
So, for example, if you have any kind of entrepreneurial bone in your body, we need more bike rentals.
Yeah,
right?
Yes, we do.
We need there are not enough places, apparently,
mm-hmm.
where people can come and rent bikes.
And that may, you know, that may include some just traditional kind of bikes that you ride around
e-bikes.
Town. But what we're talking about is true mountain bikes for people to go trailing on mountain bikes.
Right.
Now, I will say, I do know, I've been talking with Anne from the Shasta's Living Streets.
Yep.
From what I understand, she has, I believe, signed a contract, and it's a done deal, and we are, you know, the bike hub here downtown and the I want to say Deschutes, but that's not it. It's the bridge over here. The Diesel Horse Exchange for the bikes mm-hmm. to be able to ride into downtown and then get across to uptown. So you can now ride from almost anywhere in town and get from uptown, downtown to the trails, to the parks, all that kind of stuff. And so we have this beautiful new bike hub, and it's going to have a little cafe and all that here. They have entered a deal to get us new e-bikes for our city. So we have the Birds. You know, the scooters, which are hugely popular.
Yep.
But now we're going to have actually e-bikes where you can actually, that are public, where you can scan them just like that, get on them and ride them wherever you want to go, and then they can get them.
Another entrepreneurial opportunity,
mm-hmm.
which I think would be great, would be any kind of motel or hotel in Weaverville.
Yeah.
Right?
That was exactly the next point, yeah.
That was the next point you were going to make,
yeah,
right?
Because I was like, you know, when we've been there, we've sat down, we've had the talks, and that's even their own people.
The only place to stay, really, is that haunted hotel on Main Street, which is great.
Yeah. I mean, right? Don't get me wrong. That's, you know, if that's in your wheelhouse, go for it.
It's awesome.
But capacity-wise, right? It's small, it's old, it's nostalgic and great, but they need something that actually can accommodate a few hundred people. That are coming in for, well, as we found out that it's like absolutely amazing, their 4th of July.
Yeah.
It's like a whole
week. And then Memorial Day and the whole thing.
Yeah.
And like we said before, Trinity County is the one county that from a tourism standpoint did surpass their 2019 numbers because of the outdoor wilderness, right?
Yep.
And so now that we're up there, this thing, you know, there's no place to stay.
And we've found all the places to go eat.
That's right.
Yeah. So there's plenty of good food. Yeah.
Eat and sleep.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, it's the end of the first half hour.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back. Thank you.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Good evening, Northern California. That was quick. This is Nigel and James. How are you doing?
Short but sweet.
Yep.
I'm
welcome.
Good.
It's June 8th. Summer's here.
I'm looking at our little weather thing here, trying to figure out what's the outside temperature, but I can't read that thing. Let me just tell you, hot.
Yes, it is.
No.
Welcome to Reading. According to my handy-dandy nifty weather machine, it's 92.
I don't see that on here, although I should figure out how to read it.
Well, that's probably the indoor temperature.
Oh, probably, yeah. Hey, real quick, I got a couple of tickets here for the Colt 2022 Colt 45 season. So we have 2 tickets here. If you're interested to go to any of the Colt 45 games, the tickets are good for any of the games. All games at 7:15 p.m. Sunday or 6 p.m. Check for schedules.
First one to call?
Yeah, just give us a call here at the studio, 605-4567. And these tickets could be yours.
Baseball. Have you ever been hit by a baseball? I have.
I have, too.
Have you been hit by a baseball at Dodger Stadium?
No.
Oh, I have.
I actually been hit with a baseball playing baseball.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that's not supposed to be that way, is it?
No, but, you know, me.
Yeah.
You know. My son, my firstborn son played baseball, Little League, and he got hit in the face and it broke the eye socket bone.
That's great.
Yeah, and then he didn't want to play after that.
Yep. So, James, another thing that's going on, obviously, is the end of the world kind of a thing. So, gas is going up to $10, as I'm sure, at some point. And
it's not far in some places already.
Right. And food in the grocery store is going up every single day.
Yeah, it really is.
We have some friends at various supermarkets, and they say, yep, it's going up every day.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, I think it was yesterday or the day before yesterday, I went to the gas station, and it was $5.99, and when I walked in to pay, the numbers flipped to $6.09.
In the time it took you to walk from the pump to the... And they didn't honor the regular the price?
I was like,
that's not right.
I know, right?
You pumped it at one price.
Still remember it was like $1.80.
Yeah.
So we're definitely in interesting times, and I think there's going to be some... times coming. So are you prepping at all? Because that seems to be the buzzword around town. I know that a lot of us are. Inadvertently.
Yeah, prepping, you know, is one of those words that invokes something, right?
Preparing.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's as simply as what it is, and that's all it should be. But because of the climate, the word prepping to me pops into my head, and it seems just so severe, right? Like, oh, my God. So I wouldn't say that I'm a prepper. I would say I'm a little bit of a planner.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't be qualified as a prepper, but there are things that I've done where I'm kind of like, you know, maybe I should have a little bit more of this on hand, and maybe I should put this away and put a box of that and get some flashlights and batteries and just stuff like that, you know.
So you're a long-term planner.
Yeah. What
you're
saying,
instead of prepping, you're just long-term.
Yeah.
You know, you buy soup for a year, right?
Yeah, I'll go into the store somewhere and I'll be like, normally I would buy 2 of those, right? Instead I'm like, yeah, I'll buy 6.
Yep.
Right? And I'll take 2 and then I'll put the other 4 away.
Well, it's kind of funny.
And it's on sale, and it lasts.
It is kind of interesting because I don't think it's much of an organized effort, but a lot of people I know around town, around the area,
I don't know too.
They're just, there's something in their gut, they're saying, I've got to go do it.
Yep.
You know?
Which is absolutely sad and frightening. on its own.
Yeah. we just, for the first time, we just bought, I know I'm, new to the game, but we just bought a whole lamb, frozen.
Oh, yeah.
Cutting, right? And then we're doing the whole cow bit.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Big freezer.
Yeah, and there's, you know what, the thing is, Reading is a really great place. There are lots of farms and ranches around that you can buy into that kind of where you even if you don't buy it all at one time, you can buy into a cow or a pig or, goat or whatever and have it processed and packaged. And, I get them all the time from Hat Creek Beef to the Jenner Family Farms to, Three Brothers Heritage Pigs. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, but see, you have all these connections. So,
because of the magazine, we've written about them, so I've learned about them, right? And so, these are places that, even if you're not a prepper, they are good for you to choose versus having to go to a traditional grocery store and knowing where your chickens or your goats are being.
Right. So I think one of the things we're going to be focusing on with the California Adventure District, and I also think with Explore Shasta County, is the whole agritourism and the regenerative tourism when it comes to food. And I think one of the things we definitely want to do is this whole thing about get to know your farmer.
Yep.
So if you have this little gut check that you may need to start looking for alternative/better sources for food, locally grown, locally sourced food, now's the time to start checking out the farmers markets. All just kind of started back up again.
They have, and there's been a lot of changes in our farmers market. I stay close, even though I don't really, participate in by providing anything. I do go to the farmers markets, right? And our farmers markets have not been without their challenges when it comes to managing and let people coming going in and out and how it all works. But that seems to have been mellowing out a little bit and changing, and the markets all seem to be opening up, and there's some new markets that are opening. I think the more the better for people to be able to get fresh produce or meats, vegetables, eggs, that kind of stuff.
So there's a few around, this is pretty much Shasta County. So, for example, on Saturdays, right? Mm-hmm. Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 12, the one behind Redding City Hall.
Yep, that's the one that's most noted. That's Shasta Organic.
Yep.
Certified organic market. Yeah.
Then there's the at the Sundial Bridge, market by Sundial Bridge. That's on Sundays from 8 to 12.
Okay.
Then there's the, I haven't been to this one, the Marilyn Miller Market, Tuesdays. Oh, yeah, I have seen that one. It's next to Dairy Queen there on Churn Creek.
Oh, really?
I've seen that.
I wonder, and that's just a farmer's market?
Yep. Tuesdays, 7 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Huh. And so then now we have Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday.
Yep. And then you can go to Burney, just don't go to the waterfall. But they have a farmer's market, and that's from 3 to 6 on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
And in Anderson, there's one in Anderson on Thursdays from 7:30 until 12.
Now, I also, where was I the other day? I was going somewhere to, maybe it was Outback. I'm not really sure. But I thought I saw another farmer's market in the parking lot of the Mount Shasta Mall.
Okay.
Right there on Dana Drive. I don't know if it's new, but it looked like there was.
Yeah, there was something going on. Yeah. I remember that.
And I was looking to see what is it, and I noticed there was a lot of food products. So that might be the infancy of a new market too as well.
Yeah. So personally, I think it's a good idea to get to know some of these people, some of your farmers, some of your growers, and actually get to know them and know where they're at and what they supply.
Mm-hmm.
Because something in me tells me that
we're going to need them.
6 months from now, you're going to be calling them then.
You're going to need Betty's potatoes and.
Yeah, is that it? Betty's potatoes?
I don't know. I'm just making fun. Yeah. Then the hope is that these people can produce more because I'm sure supply and demand is going to be a problem if something really happens.
Well, so that's the other thing through California Venture District. Mm-hmm. One of the things we're working on is networking all of these farmers markets, right? So there's There's some up in Trinity County. Yeah. There's some in Lassen. There's some in Siskiyou.
Humboldt.
There's some really good ones in Humboldt. The one, the farmer's market I went to in Arcata was amazing. Was huge.
Yep.
So all in all, I think we're going to be okay, but I do think it's a good idea to get to know, to know your farmers. And so the farmer's market is a good place to start, I believe.
Yeah. Just even if you don't buy anything, just go check it out, introduce yourself, meet a farmer.
I know that we're going all over the place here, but one of the more popular items in your store is that that fruit company, right? The jelly?
Yeah, Mountain Fruit Company.
So tell us a little bit
about that. Stupid how much we sell. They're just a little, a little family out of Chico. They're Mennonites, and so everything is supernatural and super, it just consists of whatever the fruit is inside, a little bit of pectin and a little bit of sugar. It's got a really low glycemic index, and that's why a lot of people like it. It's very fruit-forward. It's not artificial in any way. We have 16 flavors that we carry.
Just 16?
Yeah. it's amazing. We've carried it for years. We've carried it for probably almost 12 years. And there has been an absolute explosion for jams, especially after or during COVID. Mm-hmm. And so we finally have our website up and running for Enjoy the Store. And I have to say that probably, if you can imagine, we have probably 300 products on the store or on the website part of our store. And I would say probably 80% of the orders that we get are for the jam. And we have people that are buying it. They'll buy three, but then I'll have the next one order, or somebody will buy 12 or 16, jars of jam that we'll ship out. And it's going all over the country, Georgia, Chicago, New York, Miami, Washington. It's all over the place.
Okay.
And I have worked with my web team, and I'm like, what's going on? Like, we have 300 items on the store. Why is everybody buying jam? Is it like, is that the
only? Well, it's pretty good. It's pretty good jam.
No, it is. But like, how? Like, is that the only thing that they can see?
Yeah. What else? What else do you sell out there?
On the website.
Yes. Is there anything else selling?
We have some other things selling, but it's by far, 80% of it's jams and multiple jars that are being shipped. But like today, I shipped a trucker hat. Somebody wanted a Lakehead trucker jack hat. We have these hats that are called pocket trucker hats. They've got the big thing sewn on the patch sewn on the front, and it's left unstitched along the top so you can slide, a couple $20 bills or your fishing license or driver's license in there while you're out and about, and it's cool. But the patches all are from the North State. So we have, a Redding hat, Chico hat, Lakehead, Lake Almanor, Shasta Lake, Trinity Lake. We've got probably 50 different North State, iconic North State locations for on our trucker hats, and so those are really popular.
Cool.
So,
I just got a message from my good buddy Ken Hammack in Humboldt, and so we've been talking all the time, so he's going to call in a little bit.
Oh, cool.
In the next segment.
We'll
talk about the whole agritourism and see what's going on.
Yeah.
So let's take a break now. We can take a break now, and then we'll be right back. Thanks.
I was going to say.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today. And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
And we're back. Good evening, Northern California. This is Nigel and James.
Hello.
Sunny June 18th in the 90s. Just yeah. another normal Reading day.
Reading day, yeah.
And so we've been talking the whole show about the California Venture District and tourism yep. and food and all this other kind of stuff. And one of the important mm-hmm. things, one of the most important things is working with the other counties.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been almost 3 years now.
You've been striking up lots of friendships.
Yes, meeting some great people. And probably one of the most important relationships is the relationship between Shasta County and Humboldt County mm-hmm. when it relates to tourism, because we have a lot in common and we have a lot at stake.
Yep.
And one of my favorite people that I've met over there is Mr. Ken Hammock. Ken, are you there?
Hey, Nigel and James.
Hey.
How are you?
We're good. Thanks.
Ken, long time no speak.
It could have been a few minutes.
That's right.
I think earlier today, right?
That's right. So we were just talking here about especially agriculture and our farmers' markets and the importance of agritourism. And it just so happens that out in Humboldt, when we were out there last and a few times before, that out in Humboldt, you guys are starting to take this very seriously also, correct?
Yeah. I think it's a real viable opening in the tourism industry in particular, because people want to, they want to travel, but they also kind of want to learn. And I think back to the farm, as supply systems break down all over the world, our food systems, I think people are taking a second, third, and a fourth look at the farms again and saying, where did our food come from again? So I think that there's a lot of traction out there on Humboldt here. The focus has really been on regenerative agriculture. I don't know how it is over there near Shasta.
It is something that is beginning to be embraced quite a bit.
It's a thing. It's definitely a thing, but I would say, as you're aware, for many people, it's a new word, right? Like it's a new yeah. word to learn, and it's not necessarily something that's maybe it is now, but it wasn't necessarily easily explained. So how are you guys taking care of that over there?
Yeah, explaining it, exactly. We're bringing up travel writers. We're trying to invite them in to take a look at the farms that we're showcasing, regenerative farms, excuse me. For example, even Foggy Bottom Boys in Ferndale, California, where they're doing regenerative cheese. Working with Rumiano, cannabis, even wine. I talked with a beer maker that's even doing regenerative farming. So regenerative to us means not just using organic inputs and such to amend the soil, but even to go even further. It's almost generational thinking. And so it's how do you make the land even better than you found it? So there's a lot of new methods that are being deployed, but living in an indigenous culture here, we sit really on a lot of wisdom here, generations worth forest farming that we're still learning from the generations before us. So I think there's a lot of great conversation there.
Well, so it's kind of funny that you say that, because I think we've talked about this before, but we have a generation now that believes the food comes from the supermarket. So, right? I mean, I'm serious, right? So, unfortunately, many of our kids, many of our youth, they don't know what a farm is, right? And so in many instances, it seems like we have to start from scratch, right? Almost take the youth, right? And I'm being facetious here, but you've got to take them to a farm and point at a cow and say, cow, mm-hmm. right? Cow equals milk, cheese, and hamburgers.
Yeah.
right? One of the things I was really impressed with, Ken, when I came out there last month, was how you guys' farmers markets are functioning. And I was surprised at how big it was and how many people were visiting. Is that something that's like a growing trend, or has it always been like that?
It's pretty much been like that, but it's taking on a new tone. Those are pretty much in Humboldt, run by the North Coast Growers Association, which is a great group that recently hired a new woman, Megan, that's overseeing a conversation about a food hub.
Yep.
So is, you know, like the grain from Ukraine and Russia and other places, break down that part of the food system, we start to worry about other parts that might also be compromised. And this is one of those answers. So, I love, Nigel, these conversations across counties, so to speak, because I think we share a lot of the same issues. And this regenerative story that I guess we're trying to brighten up, I think it's really something that really spreads across all of this region because we're so undeveloped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not many people live here. Some of the most drop-dead beautiful country, but it's very undeveloped. So there's a lot of opportunity to be able to create those sustainable models that a lot of people would want to visit and learn from.
That's true, right? So one of the things that that I've noticed doing the California Venture District piece for the last, 3-4 years now, and getting used to it, is that the relationship between Shasta and Humboldt, I think, is very organic. Like, you and I can talk all day long, but I think there's thousands and thousands of people that just trade places, right? So, like, we have many people going from Shasta to Humboldt to go to the beach and go to the Redwoods and escape the, you know, 350-degree summers, right? And then we have, it almost seems like an exact equal number of people coming from Humboldt to Redding, because for many it's considered the big city, right? And so there seems to be this organic...
They come for the heat.
They come for the heat.
Yeah, because I have them here in my store all the time, and I'm like, oh, and they're like, oh, we came over... Just,
for the
yeah,
heat.
Yeah, for some sun and the warmth, and I'm like, are you crazy?
So there seems to be this organic relationship already, right, that I think is bigger than we realized. And I think it's going to be great to emphasize that on a more official level, if that makes sense. And I think a time is coming.
I love the,
and I do think a time
I
is coming.
I love the way you...
Yeah, go ahead.
I think the way you described California Venture District as a playground.
Right.
That really captures what we're talking about here, because the playground has a lot of different spaces in it, you know. Redding has a different kind of play and a different type of season than
yep.
Humboldt, et cetera.
Uh-huh.
And everything in between, we've got a lot of playground.
Right.
I think that's what we share, and that bounty, I think, is what is really worth promoting.
Right. Well, I definitely enjoy coming over to Humboldt on a semi-regular basis. It would be great to have
And it's amazing how many people from Reading locally here as a shop owner and Enjoy magazine that we produce, obviously. Humboldt is within our what we would consider our regional product category, and we carry a lot of products that come from Humboldt County. You guys are very prolific in producing really great world-class products, but again, that's also just a really great dynamic, in my opinion, because you know, we're taking products from your marketplace and putting them here in Reading, and they're getting lots of exposure and are very appreciated by people, because, you know, they don't always get a chance to see what another county nearby is actually doing, and they're always impressed to see some of the stuff that we carry from your marketplace.
Yeah, hopefully there's more to come. But, James, I'll just say real quick, Enjoy magazine. What a quality production.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, there's a lot of things out there to look at. But it really stands out in the writing and the photos. I think Nigel has done some things for you guys.
Oh, yeah. He's always got something.
It's really excellent.
Well, really I appreciate that. I appreciate
so,
that.
Go ahead.
About the trade part, too, and I think workforce is something we've been thinking about as well, because there's going to be a lot of building, I think, in our future here. I know in Humboldt, because of the Cal Poly Humboldt announcement, we're going to grow a lot in northern Humboldt, the campus itself. So, therefore, we're going to have to expand and build. The resources are not all available locally.
That's right. Are you saying, Ken, that there may be a need for an air taxi?
Oh, I think air travel from your area would be great for us.
So, I think where we're headed. I think one of the reasons why the relationship works is not only do we have an organic relationship back and forth, but I think a time is coming where we're going to need each other. If you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
Especially from an industry and agriculture standpoint.
Yeah,
I think that regions binding together in the future that we're moving into is going to be a really important strategy.
That's right.
I think nationally, I can't control where that's going. But regionally, I think we've got our feet on the ground here, and we know locally what our needs are. And I think if we communicate and collaborate with each other, Nigel, I know your vision is to bring this playground to CAD more money from than we get currently. And so if we achieve at least part of that goal that you're hoping for, that would help us a lot in terms of how we grow.
That's right.
To grow more sustainably and to do it right.
That's right.
That's true.
Well,
that's true.
Ken, thank you for calling in on such short notice. That's great. I look forward to continuing this. And I will come out to see you soon. By the way, if you are an executive or business owner and you need a place to stay in Humboldt, right? Mm-hmm. There's this cool little place called Patsy's Place. Isn't that correct, Ken?
Patsy's Place of Humboldt, yeah.
Look
it up on the thing called the Internet, if you've got one.
The interwebs.
I'm looking at the ocean right now.
There you go.
As you're saying that, Nigel. So
that's right.
We're waving to you and looking forward to seeing you maybe in a couple weeks.
Yep, absolutely. Well, you're looking at the ocean. I'm looking at Thunderbird Lodge. So, Ken, thanks for calling in. We'll talk soon.
Bye.
Thanks, brother. So,
he's such a great guy.
He's a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a big champion for California Bench District. But we have some of those over here, but he's a very big champion for Humboldt.
Yeah.
Humboldt County.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I'm over there, I must say I'm pretty impressed on how they're, like, as you would say, long-term planning.
Yeah.
Long-term planning for the future. They have a thing over there where they believe they got they got 2 years to plan for the next 20.
Mm.
And I actually kind of like that idea. And I think there's...
Two for 20.
And I think that time's coming. So I think it's going to be interesting. So anyway, so we're approaching the end of the show.
We are. Real quick for me, I always like to do just a little bit of plug. You know, Father's Day is going to be coming. And if you take the latest issue of Enjoy, this is the June issue. You know, I'm a father. You would think I would know.
Well, I'm a father. I don't know where it is.
My kids are at the age where they kind of overlook me. So, but we have a great ad on the back of the magazine with a lot of fun stuff that we've brought out together for the man in your family, from barbecue tools, from what was I talking about? From Aetna Brewing up in Aetna. We've got some hot sauces and some pickled green beans and rub spices. There's cool hats and leather keychains. There's all kinds of
really
cool
things. So
you're
going to come to the store, show your dad ID, and away you go, right?
Yep. We'll put something together for you.
Awesome.
So we have 1 minute left before we go, and I just appreciate you, Nigel, for... working hard and trying to make this vision happen. So
well, you know, we've got to do something, right?
Yeah.
I love this place, love this area, and I think that if we just work together and promote it a little differently, a little more organically, I think we could do really well. And I think we could shift our economy. And one of the big things for me is public safety. And instead of, you know, talking about it, just find a way to organically help fund it.
Yeah. Right. And, you know, so many things are happening downtown. You're seeing the changes.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. Seeing all those changes, things opening and stuff. So hopefully we're all on the right track and we can continue to push and support each other and make Reading
a better place.